Hey guys, welcome to the final, this is going to be an interesting one. Welcome to the final episode of Photo Styles. Today's will be, photo bombs. That could probably be one. But today's episode will be on smoke bombs, all right? So smoke bombs, you typically use those for baby reveals, bridal showers. They can in all honesty be used for anything. They're typically used for, what was the one I was just thinking of? Oh, Halloween. Halloween and something else. Not weddings. Graduation photos. Graduation photos is what it was. All right. So with smoke bombs, there's like a bunch of different variations. And obviously those variations vary in prices. Right, so you have your very, very cheap ones, which are like little smoke balls, which come in like a pack of six and thing, but you have like in the box, like 32 bags, right? But they're really cheap, right? But they only last for like 15 seconds, 10 seconds if that, right? So they're very, very short. And then you have your regular single vent ones, which are more expensive depending on, I've seen them anywhere from like $6-$7 to about $11. The reason why they're expensive, aside from them being smoke bombs, is also because of the shipping cost, because they are considered a hazardous material when they're shipped. So they cost a little bit more because of that. So that can't be helped. Single vents, depending on what brand you get and how big the vent is, like some of them, if they're like about from your palm, like from the end of your palm to where your fingers start, those will probably last you about 30 seconds. But if it's like a full-on, like about the size of your hand, unless your hands are small. All right. If it's like a full-on regular single vent one, those can last you anywhere from 1 to about 2 minutes. 1 to about 2 minutes that will last you. And then you have your dual vents. Your dual vents can also last you around the same time. And then you get to your bigger dual vents. And those I've seen last like 5 minutes. But those suckers are huge. And when I say huge, I mean, like, I saw a video of, like, this guy, he used it, and it literally filled up an entire field with smoke. Like, literally an entire field with smoke. But those are expensive. Those are, like, so, like, unless, like, you know, you ain't worried about money, or, you know, like, they're the shoot that you're using it for, they're paying for it, like, don't use it for examples, because those things are expensive. So, the biggest thing with smoke bombs is, number one, you can get creative with them. So you can, if you're doing it during Halloween, you can put them in, you know, pumpkins. You can, if you're doing like a witch theme, you can put them in like those glass. God, what are those? Why can't I think of words when I need them? Lamps. The lamps that you see like at Michael's or whatever, you can put those in that. And that way it like slowly oozes out of there. You know, and whatnot. You can also have the person, you know, hold it. You know, while they're walking or whatever, you can have them standing still or whatever. The biggest thing to make sure, though, is where the wind's blowing, because you definitely, first of all, you definitely don't want those blowing in your face. And secondly, you don't want it blowing in your face. That stuff burns your eyes and your nostrils. All right. So, what was I trying to say? Smoke bombs. Oh, yeah. Another thing, when you pull them, make sure you pull them away from you, because, I mean, they're going to give you the instructions for it, but make sure you pull them away from you, because they take a couple seconds before the smoke actually goes out, and then for the smoke to exit, you know, start up. And when it does, sometimes depending on what brand you get, they pop, you know, because like I was doing that with one of my friends, and her boyfriend was holding it like upside down, and there was blue smoke, and all you see is like 3 seconds later, just pop, and like her face is just like covered in like blue, and she got like one of the parts, like she was wearing a bodysuit, and like one of the parts like burned her bodysuit. And, like, she was, like, by the end of it, like, she was looking like a Smurf because it was, like, in her hair. She was wiping it away and it was getting on her hands. Like, she was looking like a Smurf by the end of it, right? So make sure that, you know, before you do it. And I was just, like, and we were, like, Jordan, like, stop pointing. He looked at her, he was, like, oh, my bad. You know, so it's just, like, you know. So be mindful of that. Also be mindful of the wind. It's best to use smoke bombs when it's not windy. Because of the fact, you know, if it's not windy, the smoke will stay there and it'll linger there for a little bit. And you can do like circles and, you know, different shapes or whatever. You can also just have it planted on the ground besides them walking with it and whatnot. You yourself, the photographer, as you're taking the picture, you can also direct it, especially like if the wind's being really iffy that day. and whatnot. You can also have a friend hold it. But you can do like stuff which where you're like having them walk out of it, you know, or they're walking through it, or they're like reaching for you, or you like you're doing a low shot and they're like reaching down to do like some really crazy stuff, right? Something like emboldening, right? Because if you know if they're looking, because like if you have them walking out, like even if it's not Halloween, like if you have them walking out of the smoke, that gives like that real like savage vibe, like I'm the boss, you know what I mean? Like I'm the boss, don't mess with me. Right, so if you want, you can actually do those like business headshots and make them look super savage. Right, you can use smoke bombs at night. It's not good to, just because you know you don't have any light to show the colors unless you bring your own light source, and also it would be grainy. So like unless you have like a light, like an actual light source, don't really use them at night. Use them in the daytime. I mean, though, that's one of the few, probably one of the few examples. Exceptions of shots that you can do in a harsh light without using like a diffuser or anything like that. I lost my train of thought again. Night shot. Yeah, don't do night shots. Do them in the daytime. Doing them in wooden areas is pretty cool. You could also, if they're comfortable, like, you know, or depending on like what type of picture you're trying to get, you could also have it to where like they're walking out the water and like you just have just enough the smoke bomb coming up behind them, so that way it's like there's smoke coming out the water and like they're walking up, so you like some really cool shots. But you know, just get really creative with smoke bombs, and just really, really the biggest thing you want to do when you smoke bombs is really knowing how to shoot with them, right? Knowing how to shoot with them, and then after that it's really being creative. You know, so like if you're shooting birthday shots with them, or you're shooting graduation shots, this is how you want them posed, this is how you want them walking through, this is the locations you're going to use with it, all the type of stuff, right? This concludes season 2 of the Gulf Coast Pictures podcast. Until next season, it's 2020, so who knows?